crisis in America. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. This quote from Yogi Berra is both humorous and true. America is at a fork in the road. We will take one of the paths before us. The question is, which one will it be? The lie that Satan believed about himself was that he was special apart from God. This is the lie that he used to convince Eve to sin. You can be special without God. Every person, especially young people, is told by Satan that they are special. You can handle porn, you can handle drugs and alcohol, etc. And every generation thinks that they're special and that the old ways need to be changed. Solomon said this, "The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun." Ecclesiastes 1:9. Those who believe the lie of Satan are destroyed today just as they have been since Eden. We see in the Old Testament how whole generations of the chosen people suffered for believing the lie. We're not immune from the consequences of sin. Science, which the left worships but which they've turned into witchcraft, will not save us. Satan's ideologies and policies will actually destroy us. After Jesus spent 3.5 years preaching, teaching, healing, and delivering, he said this to those who rejected the truth. No, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. He didn't take any pleasure in saying this. But any person who does not retain God in their knowledge, who does not honor God and seek Him, will fall into Satan's trap. A nation is nothing more than an aggregation of people. As the minds and hearts of the people go toward idolatry, science, ideology, hedonism, lying, greed, the nation's character is formed along the same lines. The blind are leading us, and we will all fall into the ditch unless those who can see take the reins. We're to take the reins by preaching the gospel. This means we tell people to repent, that they're wrong, that their ideas are foolishness. John did it, Jesus did it, and we must do it. In America, our Constitution guarantees us government of, by, and for the people. Our system is failing us as we see government serving only itself. We see the people whom we have entrusted to serve us turning their heads away from criminals in government, turning their heads away from fraud, ignoring lies, and receiving liars. They only care about themselves and the corrupted government that they've created and now worship. Can a Christian be a witness and a warrior? If you answer this question with a no, you're surrendering God's gift, America, to Satan. Those who have rejected the knowledge of God now have reprobate minds. You're witnessing to them will be no more effective than Jesus' witnessing to the Pharisees, scribes, and hypocrites. We need to understand the times. He that, being often reproved, hardens his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs 29:1. Our leadership has hardened its neck toward God and to the American people. We either remove that leadership or we see the nation that we have allowed them to lead being destroyed. If you're not up to the challenge before us, please don't support the enemy. The friend of my enemy is my enemy. How long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. 1 Kings 18:21. Baal is alive and well in America. His modern name is socialism. The prophets of Baal were destroyed by Elijah, 1 Kings 18:40. We need Elijahs today who can both pray and wield a sword.